Why has Hollywood star Merle Oberon switched to new improved Dreen shampoo? Because compared to Dulling soap shampoos, this wonderful new Dreen reveals up to 33% more sheen. Follow Merle's secret for shining hair.
It's new Dreen for Hollywood sheen. Improved Dreen for Hollywood sheen. Your hair can have that Hollywood sheen the very first time you use new Dreen. Get wonderful new Dreen shampoo.
Welcome to the Mysteriously Mysterious Mysteries Half Hour. I'm your host, Miss Mysterious. Today's story is one of blood and grime, and dare I say, mistaken death? It takes place in Fredericksburg, a small town in the middle of nowhere, Virginia, where nothing is quite what it seems. Luckily, there's a handsome devil private detective with a penchant for booze and pulp novels in the jurisdiction. He likes his cars like he likes his women, safe and affordable, and it just so happens he's on the case. He is Detective Barringer.
Detective Barringer speaking.
A body! I found a body!
What kind of body?
I don't know, but it sure is dead!
I don't know what you mean by that, but wait a second. Let me write this down. Lola, fetch my flask! Now take some notes. Please, miss, tell me what happened.
I was walking to the suite date with a guy named Pierre down at Cafe L when I noticed something lying in the alleyway behind Gorick's Pharmacy. Oh, I groaned, gasped. It smelled like...
It smelled like what? Like murder?
Precisely. Murder. And rotten fruit.
And now for a commercial break.
There's a common phrase that's being kicked around in your house and mine more and more every day. And that is high cost of living. Sound familiar? I'll bet it does. I'm sure you've heard Mother and Dad mention it more often than once. And you will undoubtedly hear it many more times as the days go by. Now, just in case you're hazy on exactly what it means, let me give you a rough idea. It means that the cost of your clothes and food has gone up to a point where the family budget has become somewhat strained. Well, that's one of those things. And you can't be expected to increase the family income. But there are some things you can do to help. For instance, take better care of your clothes. When you come home from school, change into old clothes before you go out to play. Take care of your health, because doctors and medicines are expensive. Eat well, but don't waste. Take your full share, but eat all you take. Try not to ask Mother and Dad to buy you things you don't actually need. Make the best and the most of what you've got. Try to be more than usually careful of your school equipment, such as paper, pencils, and so forth. Make them last and go as far as you possibly can. Remember that all members of a family must pull together at a time like this. So do your share.
And we're back. Now for the stunning conclusion to the case of the dead body of some sort found behind a pharmacy.
Now, miss, please elaborate.
Well, it looked like murder, smelled like murder, and tasted a little like murder. It had to be murder.
And I guess this is where I come in.
Yes, now solve the damn thing.
I don't even know what's dead yet. You've done a horrible job explaining possible suspects, or victims, for that matter.
A creature, black fur, claws, a suit of some sort, and a pool of vomit that's longer than its body. What is it?
Claws?
Yes, claws.
Black fur, claws, a suit of some sort, and a pool of vomit longer than its body. That sounds like Jerry. Haven't seen him around these parts in ages.
Jerry? Sounds dangerous.
Deadly. And you're sure he's dead?
I think I know a dead body when I see one.
I'll be damned. He's impossible to kill. I'll take this case, but FYI, this isn't some pro bono joint. How much are you offering?
Well, I pay? Why'd I have to pay you? Shouldn't you be paying me? I found you a body.
Unless this body is made of money, you're going to have to call someone else. Cue the case closed, violin.
I don't know what you're talking about. I ain't dead. I was just on a 5-hour energy bender. They lie when they say you get in a crash. It gives you 5 hours of energy, all right. but damned if it doesn't take 12 right back.
You're alive? You can talk? How many bottles did you drink?
37. Found a crate that must have fallen off the truck near the interstate. Say, think you can give me a ride? I seem to have misplaced my car.
Well, it seems my job here is done. Thank the bottle. I'm afraid your friend here ain't dead.
What? We aren't friends. I don't even know this man.
It's not what you said last night.
That wasn't me. That had to have been someone else.
Lady, sir, do you want me to cue the case closed violin again? You are under arrest for wasting my time.
Hello, you've reached Dave's Pizza Palace. This is not Dave speaking. What can I do for you?
Hi, Dave. I'd like to place an order for delivery. Can you imagine it? Some champion of the muses pointing to the mass and excellence of the pizza which has been created during the last 100 years, to the work of Domino's, Papa John's, Pizza Hut, Canelo's, Anna's, Lido Pizza, Stained Glass Pub, Dave's Pizza Palace, Planet Pizza, Red Baron, Great Value, and so on.
And now for another group of words from our sponsors.
Do you like pizza? Do you like palaces?
Yeah!
Do you like a guy named Dave? Well, Dave doesn't have to be there.
Screw you guys, screw you! My pizza is awesome!
Come to Dave's Pizza Palace for pizza in a palace without Dave.
Do you like rich, delicious chocolate-flavored malted? Well, you can make a malted just like that right in your own kitchen with Kraft chocolate-flavored malted milk. Just make a tasty paste of Kraft chocolate-flavored malted milk and a little milk in the bottom of a big glass. Fill the glass with chilled milk, stir it once more, and there. A Kraft malted is mighty nourishing, too, because it's filled with all the food values in milk. Get a jar of Kraft chocolate-flavored malted milk from your grocer and enjoy a Kraft malted off.
Segway 1. In this next segment of the Mysteriously Mysterious Mystery Show, we're going to check back in with everyone's favorite detective to see if he was able to solve the mystery of what kind of meat is this on my pizza, Dave? In part 1, the post-pizza binge. Pick up!
Hi, you've reached Detective Barringer. Obviously, I'm not here right now, and neither is Lola, although she should be. Leave a message if you want me on the case. But I will warn you that I don't work for free, and I don't take lame cases.
Lame cases include, but are not limited to, ones where you have to look for your Freemobile and you left the door open, and uncle you just heard about who was not rich, lost cats that are not man-eating, as well as those who are suspected of man-eating. We will take cases that involve cats suspected of murder.
Lola, they and we don't have all day. Wrap it up.
Leave your message after the beep.
Hi, Detective Barringer. We met last week at Career Week, although I don't know if you would remember me. By the time you get this message, I might be dead or kidnapped or something. Just wanted to let you know. No, not you! Sound good. Wonder where Detective Barringer is. He really should be answering that phone. A good detective is always on the case, even when he's stuffing his face. Well, let's move on to part 2. Things on Detective Barringer's answering machine.
Lola, that was one great pizza.
It was, Detective.
Dave's Pizza Palace always knows how to make it just right. They have the perfect ratio of cheese to sauce, and their crust is so flaky and thin and completely delicious it
is like a watermelon in your mouth on the 4th of July.
More like a papaya on the 9th of August. But you've got the feeling. Lola,
Now enough dilly-dallying. It's time to get to work. Go fill up my flask.
Okay, detective. But your answer machine is lighting up like fireworks over the Arizona desert. Shall I check them for you?
Saturday, 10:15 a.m.
Hey, buddy. What you doing? What's happening? Who you getting with? I just wanted to check in and make sure we're still on for Saturday. Heard you were going to have a busy night and just wanted to make sure you were tuning in to DS-106. It's going to be one crazy, wacky party. DS-106 for life.
Saturday, 10:22 a.m.
Detective Berenger, this is Melinda Jones from the Spotsylvania County Library, and I just wanted to let you know that you have three books that are significantly overdue.
Saturday, 2:12 p.m.
Hey, Detective. Heard about that case you needed help solving. I'd be happy to offer my expertise.
Lola, turn that off right now!
And I'd just love to see you.
But sir!
Wearing that low cut.
No! Now!
On it, Detective!
Saturday, 5:58 a.m.
Hey, Detective Berenger. We met last week at Career Weeks, although I don't know if you would remember me. By the time you get this message, I might be dead or kidnapped or something. Just wanted to let you know. No, not you! As much as I hate to interrupt those riveting voicemails, this show isn't going to pay for itself. We'll be right back after Segway 2.
Hey, want a brand new breakfast idea? Then get the Betty Crocker cereal tray, the Betty Crocker cereal tray. Yes, indeed. Try the brand new cereal assortment with 10 individual packages in all. 4 Wheaties, 4 Cheerios, 2 Kix. All top favorites and all extra fresh. Yes, it's fun to take your pick from Wheaties, Cheerios, and Kix. Get the Betty Crocker cereal tray, the Betty Crocker cereal tray. Get that tray today.
Welcome back to part 3, 7 Minutes in Heaven with Lola Beauregard. Here with me in the studio is the woman behind the man, Lola Beauregard, ready to answer questions you've been tweeting at me all day. So, Lola, Grant Potter asks, what is it like to work with such a prominent figure? Is it amazing? I bet it's amazing.
Working for Detective Berenger has been interesting for the last 2 years. I've learned lots. At least I think I've learned lots.
Our next question comes from Cogdog, who asks, what exactly do you do for the detective?
Well, there's the usual clerical work, you know, filing, scanning, mailing, doing his taxes, pouring coffee, and filling up his flask.
You fill up his flask?
Well, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
We should all be so lucky. Moving on, Callie4Beach comments.
She's always commenting.
Yeah, no kidding. Callie4Beach writes, Detective Berenger sure asks you to fill up his flask a lot. Is that how he gets his inspiration?
I wouldn't say inspiration necessarily, but it's definitely how he gets drunk.
Interesting. She also asks, what does murder taste like?
What else would murder taste like? Murder?
Bologna, probably. There has to be something murdered in there. Oh, another comment from Callie4Beach. She asks, what has happened to Jerry since we saw him some time ago?
Oh, he recovered in full. I dropped him off by the train tracks. Seems he'd train hopped from West Virginia.
Well, that's good to hear. Now, longtime follower, first-time writer Jim Groom asks...
Hello? Detective Berenger? Have you found anything yet? Mm-hmm. I see. Well, how about something related to the case? Okay. Alright, I'll be right there.
Where are you going? Lola? Lola! And she's gone. I have to go after her. Yeah, I have to. Oh, there's gonna be dead air if I run out there. Andrew, play something.
Go first by long distance.
Excuse me, can you tell me where the Conleys live?
Yes, in the White House at the end of the block, on the right. But I'm not sure they're home.
Oh, we called them long distance. They're expecting us. Thank you.
A long-distance call to friends you plan to visit this summer makes good sense. It will save you driving miles and miles, then finding no one at home. Call ahead to make sure of reservations, too. Wherever you go, go first by long distance. Rates are low. Why not call now?
This is it, L&M Filters. It stands out from all the rest. Miracle tip, much more flavor.
L&M's got everything.
It's the best.
Superior taste, because of L&M's superior tobaccos. Tasty, full of flavor, and light, and mild. No doubt about it, L&M is America's best filter tip cigarette.
It's the best.
Well, lost her. Guess we should check back in with the detective now. Maybe they've solved a mystery or something.
I don't know why or how you dragged me out here. I was busy playing a rousing game of Scrabble on my Nintendo DS.
106 for the number, wasn't it? Apartment 106?
It's after 6 o'clock right now. You know what I would be doing on a Tuesday at 6 o'clock?
I don't know. What?
Preparing a batch of buttermilk waffles. Because Tuesday night is always breakfast for dinner. It seems to be locked. Looks like the kidnapper has gotten the best of us.
You turn the knob to the left, detective.
I see signs of casual use. Someone has been here recently. Someone may still be here. Magazines askew on the table. The oven is set to 325 degrees Fahrenheit. I detect the faint smell of pepperoni pizza emerging from its frozen state. Shit! Lola! Lola, that was not the right apartment!
But I wrote it down! He had to be the kidnapper! We've got to go back!
Well, we'll never know. Another mystery goes cold, another breakfast for dinner night left in ruin.
No, Barringer, we're going back!
Fine. When you turn the knob to the left...
What are you doing here?
Dave, this isn't your palace. You're eating a frozen pizza.
They're all frozen, all of them.
Dave, how could you?
And I would have gotten away with it too if it weren't for you meddling detectives.
I am shocked. Shocked, I tell you. You are under arrest.
Detective, we can't actually arrest him. It's not actually a crime.
It's a crime against humanity. A citizen's arrest.
Go to my apartment before I call the cops.
Guys, hold on. What about female victim number two?
Oh, that's the part I already solved. Get in. You can ride sidecar.
What about May?
There's room for everyone in this roomobile.
Let's blow this popsicle stand. Be revealed. It's a mystery.
It's so dark and cold.
Oh no! I've got a flashlight!
Oh my
bodies.
God.
Bodies everywhere.
There's one on the ceiling.
Bodies! Look at the bodies!
Make a
bodies!
Oh.
Barringer, where have you taken us?
For me, they're banging right here, right now, Kmart. Running, screaming from this hellhole, or to the four race.
Well, I'll be damned. Look over there.
At that heap of corpses.
Recognize anyone?
Is that
female victim number two? Female victim number one. And Jared. No, no. He's not Jared. Thank God. What would his mother say?
You don't say. Looks like we just solved two mysteries for the price of one.
How did you know she'd be here?
See, it didn't make sense at first. I didn't meet female victim number two at the career fair. It had to be code for something. I searched my brain for where I met her, and as I reached for my flask, I remembered. I met her last weekend for drinks at the morgue. You see, she's a mortician. And then I realized her career fair is the morgue. I figured the best place to start looking would be at her workplace. Plus, with her missing and all, there was bound to be some alcohol left over from last weekend. Lola, rummage around for something to put in my flask.
Detective, the other thing I can find is formaldehyde.
Fill her up.
What do you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon. What do you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
When a waitress glides up to your place with a pretty smile upon her face, here's the way to really romance her. Give her that Pabst Blue Ribbon answer.
What do you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What do you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What do you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
Smoother, smoother, smoother flavor. Just some sparkle, million favor. Taste that smoother, smoother flavor.
Finest beer served anywhere. Pabst Blue Ribbon. Prove it yourself with a three-way experts test. One, your eyes are pleased with that blue ribbon clearness and sparkle. Two, your nose is teased with the aroma of blue ribbon hops. Three, your taste agrees.
Finest beer served anywhere. Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Well, this has been an eventful day, but it's that time again. Detective Barringer is here to give us his final thoughts. You've been through a lot today, though, Detective. Those bodies were certainly traumatic, so you don't have to do this if you don't want.
But I want to do this.
Don't you slightly feel like you're ripping off other greats like Jerry Springer by putting in your final thoughts after a show about the show that you...
If anything, I am enhancing the overall attractiveness of this show.
Cases exactly have you solved?
I'm not certain off the top of my head. Lola does the math. Lola?
Your flask?
No, math.
Do you need a minute?
No, I said I need math.
Why aren't you ready? Shouldn't you have this information available to persuade future clients?
I think my accomplishments speak for themselves.
But we're the only ones here.
Precisely. All of the culprits are behind bars.
So, your final thoughts?
You know the saying, step on a butterfly, destroy the world? Well, just don't do any of that stepping or destroying around me, or I'll have you in handcuffs before you can come up with a suitable alibi. Like my father always said, if you fire an arrow skyward, it will always come down. Just like the gavel, just like justice.
Rexall Original 1 cent sale starts a week from today, so don't you fail to shop at this Rexall Jamboree and take the advice of our Peggy Lee.
At Rexall's Original 1 cent sale, you can save dollar bills by the peck and pail. This kind of shopping you'll sure enjoy at Rexall's Original. Take it, Roy!
Two for the price that you paid for one, plus a penny more, and it's a lot of fun. A week from today, come and say, gimme, gimme, at Rexall's Original. Take it, Jimmy.
At Rexall's Original 1 cent sale, you save your dough on a stupendous scale. It helps put inflation back on the skids. At Rexall's Original, take it, kids.
At Rexall's Original 1 cent sale, the bargains there are big as a whale. And that quite effectively tells the tale of Rexall's Original 1 cent sale.
Good health to all from Rexall.
Join us next week as we eagerly follow Detective Barringer on the case of something might have happened behind the Dairy Queen earlier in the evening. The suspense is literally killing me.
now we'd like to take one last moment to thank our sponsors. The freshly named Pete's Pizza Palace. Betty Crocker, now with twice as much crock. Kraft, have you tried their new macaroni? It's cheese flavored. Hot Wheat Meal, I assume it's like oatmeal, except with wheat. Pabst Blue Ribbon, the beer you drink when you're running out of money but still want friends. L&M Cigarettes, so great that I've never even heard of them. Cost of Living, what made us go to college in the first place. Green Shampoo, not yellow shampoo, but green flavored shampoo. Rexall, they put the X in my ex-girlfriend. Box Wine, what I'll wet my whistle with later tonight. Ibuprofen, what I'll need tomorrow morning. And DS-106, it's sort of like Baba Tuesdays, except more cutting edge. And as always, thank you for listening.